Gilbert Cranberg, former editor of the Des Moines Register opinion page, has an essay in a recent Columbia Journalism Review about what he sees as an ethical loophole in contemporary journalism. He says the press ought to be bound not just to report opposing allegations or assertions, but try to tell their audience what the truth is. Now, just this month alone, the press has had to contend with different versions of the facts in stories that range from what drives up gas prices to whether hurricane cycles can be intensified by global warming, and President Bush's statement that the U.S. has disrupted at least 10 serious al-Qaeda plots since September 11, 2001. Gilbert Cranberg joins us now from the studios of WOI in Des Moines, Iowa. Mr. Cranberg, thanks very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
It was the Associated Press Managing Editor's Code of 1994 that put this into your mind, isn't it?
Yes. Their code for about 20 years said, the newspaper should background with the facts public statements that it knows to be inaccurate or misleading. Mm-hmm. But that's no longer in their code. It's not in any journalism ethics code, to my knowledge.
What changed that? I mean, you're certainly a member of this community.
They explain it by saying that it was less a statement of principle, it was operational. I totally disagree with that. It is a statement of principle, mm-hmm. that you don't mislead readers and you try to correct the record.
Mm. It might help us all to have a for instance.
An actual example would be where Kerry says that Bush's record on the economy is the worst since the days of Herbert Hoover. And that is verifiable. Factcheck.org called that one of the whoppers of 2004. And when Kerry said that, I think the press should have corrected that.
What is the obligation of a news organization when you weigh the various interests of both reporting what people say and the obligation to report some kind of objectable, verifiable truth?
If you have a political candidate making factually wrong statements, I call that the Wernher von Braun School of Journalism Ethics. You know, we send up the lies, and where they land, that's somebody else's problem. Mm. No, it is not somebody else's problem.
Are there news organizations, Mr. Cranberg, who, in your judgment, have been able to in a sense, turn away from just reporting contending allegations to get to the verifiable truth of a story?
I don't think that any have made an issue of this, really. This issue goes to the heart of our democratic system, and it's up to the media to say, look, we have verified this information to the best of our ability, and we are vouching for the accuracy of it.
Mr. Cranberg, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gilbert Cranberg, former editor of the Des Moines Register opinion page. He was a longtime member of the American Society of Newspaper Editors Ethics and Values Committee. And to read his article from the Columbia Journalism Review, you can come to our website, npr.org.